You know, you don't have to do affirmations to have arguments with people. I think about how silly that would be. I am going to argue with my brother-in-law. I'm going to brother. Well, no, no, no. It's got to be first-person present tense. I win all the arguments with my brother-in-law. I win all the arguments with my brother-in-law. God, that's freaking horrible. See, all you got to do, if you're going to have arguments with your brother-in-law, is to honestly expect them. To anticipate them. Oh, goody. I can't wait to go to the Christmas thing and have arguments with my brother-in-law. Right? If you just feel like I really don't want to go because I know I'm going to have arguments with my brother-in-law. See, you don't have to even say that. Why would you? You may say it out loud as a report to give to someone. Yeah, this is how I feel. I don't want to go because I'll have arguments with my brother-in-law. But to honestly say that, you see, that's not what causes it. What causes it is actually imagining, yep, he's going to come, it's going to suck. We're going to argue, and I'm going to leave. You see, there's only one cause. And the one cause is not the words that you speak. The one cause is not the news that you hear. The one cause is what you actually accept as true, your assumptions about reality. See, I assume my brother-in-law is going to be a dick. And I assume that I'm going to win the arguments. And I assume. Then we could try to counter all that with, like, cancel. Right? Some people do that. Yep. Cancel. Some people use affirmations, right? I will get along with the family members. I got along well with the family members. I am getting along well with the family members. I will cover all three time tenses just in case. You get what you're really imagining? Ugh, force. On the other hand, can you just look back at the holiday season with some smiles? If you want to have a few tiny little regrets, go ahead and have them too. But what if overall it just went really freaking well? What if you just imagined it was a good time? What if you imagined I had a great time, then I came home, I had another great time? What if you just simply accepted, you know what? It can be lovely. I can let it be lovely. You don't have to add your shit to the stew. And on the holiday season, why would you? And when you get that every day's a holiday, if you let it be, you don't ever have to add your shit to the stew. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to use that power of nostalgia. I want you to look back at the Christmas holiday, how lovely it was. I want you to look back at other lovely times in your life and remember how lovely they were. And allow that feeling to give to you now as you explore what's next. Because here's the deal. Inner argument, inner war, leads to war everywhere, doesn't it? On the other hand, inner dance, inner play, leads to dance, leads to play, everywhere. You've got gold today. WarGameDance.com. We put out three cool recordings. I think it's three, might be four, who knows. WarGameDance.com. It's a set of live calls we did a few years ago where we explored how people run these little sneaky wars. And what they get to do is play the game so they can dance more in life. But a couple words aren't going to do the justice because those calls were, I think, like 90 minutes in length, maybe 2 hours. So you get like 5 hours worth of calls, roughly, that you can listen to many times. And let those goodies give to you. That's at WarGameDance.com. If you're tired of the war, if you want to start playing the game and enjoying the dance, that's what I got for you today. And now, imagine up something lovely about the holidays ahead. You could even revise the holidays behind as we go into the silence. treat yourself to something special. Give yourself some inner yummy. You don't have to add your shit to the soup. You could experience yummy. More and more yummy. Play with that attitude of nostalgia and dive deeper with WarGameDance.com. See ya.